Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and creator of the Celestial Timings, with a look at the solar zenith days that happen every year in May. So May 19th, 20th, 21, when the sun is entering the sign of Gemini, as it gets it within 1 degree is exact and then leaves 1 degree. These, the 29 degrees of Taurus and 0 degrees of Gemini are the degrees also where we find the Pleiades. So the sun enters Gemini every year around the 20th or 21st of May. And so we have this 3-day window. Now, in certain latitudes, this happens to also be the time, the season of the solar zenith. The solar zenith is when the sun is directly overhead. So if you had a stick in the ground, no shadow would be cast around it. The Mayans would say these are the days of no shadows, when the shadows, there are no shadows on the pyramid at high noon at the solar zenith point. This was so important to them. They literally built zenith tubes. They were called zenith tubes, and they are these tubes that go down into the ground and open up into a large chamber. They're probably maybe, you know, 6 to 8 inches in diameter, and the only way that this chamber can be lit is when the sun is directly overhead. And when the chamber is lit, they know it is a solar zenith day. So they were tracking this. It was very important to them to know this so they could work with this in a ceremonial way. And the other thing that they were tracking is when the solar zenith would happen, when the sun was conjunct the Pleiades. And that could only happen for a period of time about every 26,000 years. So there's a couple of pyramids I'm aware of. I'm sure there's more. I know there's pyramids all throughout South America that were tracking the solar zenith. And depending on what latitude they are, the solar zenith was happening on different days. But many of them happen in May, in the month of May. And particularly the one at Chichen Itza, the pyramid known as Kukulcan, the serpent pyramid. So this is a pyramid that has a snake at the bottom of the pyramid. And then the passageway up, the way that the sun hits it looks like an undulating snake going up to the top of the pyramid. And then as the solar zenith happens, the Pleiades now coming into place. And for the Mayans, the Pleiades were like the rattle of the snake. And so they were paying attention to this and noting when the sun was conjunct the Pleiades, something that would only happen every 26,000 years on a solar zenith point at this location. So the sun zenith, Pleiades zenith conjunction places the Pleiades in a way, it's like a portal. We could say it's like the sun opens the portal, and there's additional information that comes through at that particular time. So the Mayan glyph for the sun is Ahau, A-H-A-U, and it looks like a sun, but it also looks like the Pleiades, kind of the rattle of the snake. And so this term, Ahau, relates to the flow of time or the flow of consciousness through the seasons of life as they end and begin again. And the Pleiades was perceived as the rattle. Definitely, you know, if you look at the Pleiades, you could see how that might be something that they would imagine was happening. So this is sometimes the Pleiades have been referred to by some cultures as the doorway home. So if we can imagine that the sun and the Pleiades in the same place in the sky, it's opening the doorway, it's opening the portal, it's opening that, you know, bringing through those mysteries into our greater conscious awareness as we can work with them. So there was a man, Jose Diaz Bolio, a noted Mayan researcher, and he has linked the Pleiades with the rattle of the snake, and he's found this symbol all throughout the Mayan area. And again, that, you know, certain latitudes at certain times of the year, this alignment is now opening that stargate. And this occurs for a period of at least 72 years, but it could be considered to be more like 144 years if we consider that it takes 72 years to move for the seasonal points to move 1 degree. So if we took 1 degree on either side of the exact point, that would be 144 years. So we're in this window now. It's a pretty amazing time, and each year in May we have these days of no shadows. And an illumination and the activation now of the Pleiadian Stargate. So this is just something for you to be conscious of, to work with. How do we work with this? That's a really great question. I think everyone needs to tune in for themselves. Oh, and the other thing I wanted to mention is that not only is this happening at Chichen Itza, but it's also happening at Teotihuacan, the pyramid of the sun. They've also got zenith tubes there, and their zenith day is almost exactly the same. They're just slightly north, very slightly north of Chichen Itza. So it's still coming into its full alignment at the pyramid of the sun, at the pyramids of Teotihuacan, but it's also very much already activated. So we can imagine that these pyramids somehow then, whatever the intention was, whatever was being built there, is being activated now in a way that maybe we can start to tune into and to understand more deeply. And of course, a lot of research is happening now, and more understanding is occurring, and things that we thought were true about our history and how life has been lived, or how, you know, what has really happened, is now finding that that's not always what we thought it was. And there's a lot of new information that's coming out that is changing what we have believed to be true. And this would fit with the opening of the Stargate. This would fit with the, you know, revealing of what is more, what is actually true rather than what we have believed to be true. So it's exciting to think about these days of no shadows. If you ever have a chance to be there at that time, it would be a pretty remarkable time to be with the pyramids at Chichen Itza or at the pyramids of Teotihuacan, to be in the energy of experiencing a solar zenith point with the sun conjunct the Pleiades on what, again, we call the days of no shadows.